It's the KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. And joining us, Evergreen Chambers Executive Director Connie McCubbins.
Good morning.
Hi, Connie.
Darla Harmon is with us.
Good morning.
I know what you want to talk about.
Surprise, surprise, sidewalks.
You must be just absolutely overjoyed.
You know, it's over 20 years in the making, and it's pretty exciting to actually see the crews out there putting the forms in, and it looks like they may be pouring concrete even today. So that's pretty exciting on the little first section that they're working on.
Okay, now it seems to me you told us that your son was very young when you started wanting this sidewalk?
Yes. Yeah, so our group was actually formed in 2005, and he had just started school down at the Evergreen Elementary School. And I realized what a quagmire we had to deal with in just getting the kids safely to and from school. So the first project was built in 2009, and that was the East Evergreen Path. And that was with the help of the county commissioners at the time. They were really wanting to keep kids away from the snowplows. And so it really had a lot of support from the county. And then moving forward, things kind of all changed. We had different county commissioners. We had a moratorium on new paths within the county. And things kind of got put on a standstill until the Evergreen Chamber business owners stepped up and said, we've got to do something. And our group was kind of re-energized, all with business owners, not with moms like it started. And the first grant that we applied for was in 2021 that we got the approval on, and that's the project that they're working on now.
Wow.
Now, they're working on the east side of Highway 2?
That is correct. So they will start on the east side and start on the west side, hopefully right at the time that school gets out. So in order to be completed by the time that school starts again in the fall.
Okay. I was driving by there this morning, and I guess I had expected the west side to be the first one.
I think the main reason that they're doing that is they feel like there's more kids walking on the west side, and since school's still in, they wanted to be as
they've got
less
the
disruptive.
Path. Yeah. They got the path.
Yes.
Now they wouldn't have that if they were doing the work there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so that makes all the sense in the world in any event. So we should have that first phase done by
we're
by
hoping
school.
August. You know, as they really want to have it done by the time the school starts at the end of August.
But wait, we have more.
Yes. Yes. So we are super excited. Governor Gianforte is going to be here on Thursday at 11 o'clock for the groundbreaking. And the public is welcome to attend. It's going to be right in front of the Evergreen Middle School at the corner of Highway 2 and Evergreen Drive.
And we'll be talking with him before that.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, Darla, the we're going to have golden shovels.
Yes.
And those are actually donated by Glacier Ace Hardware.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes, which is really nice. You know, we really have had such amazing support from the business community. I can't thank the Evergreen community enough. You know, there's not a lot of times that business owners say, yes, please tax us. You know, this is something that needs to happen. And we had over 70% of the businesses along that first phase that said that. They signed the petition to, let's get this done. I don't care what it costs. It's time that this takes place.
It amazes me that we haven't had a kid killed or maimed.
Absolutely.
It's been a blessing.
It's really surprising, especially, you know, those winter months when it's dark and they're walking to school and there's no really place to walk because they've been forced off the berm, you know, onto the highway. And you see it all the time. I hear it from the business owner saying they've seen so many close calls. And so it is. It's definitely an idea whose time is well beyond.
Okay, now, Darla, John mentioned it to me earlier. How old was your little boy when you started this process?
He was 7.
And where is he now?
He's 26, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's time has come, that's
yes,
for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
That's fantastic. Well, as I say, you've got to be mighty happy about seeing this. And I was just watching that, and it seems like, I mean, there are things like telephone poles right in the middle of the path. And
absolutely.
How are they going to deal with that?
Well, you know, actually, they are working around it. So I do see that some of the sidewalk will be buttered right up against the curb, and some of it will be separated. It just depends on where mm-hmm. it lies within the right of way. That's one thing that is nice about this first phase here is it is within the MDOT right of way. So most of those obstructions are out of the way.
Boy, that's handy.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
This was a project that just was supposed to happen.
Absolutely, it was. You know, I just was talking with Cinnamon from the food bank, and she said, you know, this is an evergreen girl's dream. She said she walked those paths when she was a girl, and she'd come home, and mm-hmm. her back would be all muddy from getting splashed and stuff. So it is a really great thing. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, and of course, Tony Brockman says he walked that cow path, too.
Oh, absolutely. And he's a lot younger than Cinnamon and myself. But yeah, it you know, it's just been going on for a long time. And the thing about when I was a child, there wasn't 20,000 vehicles traveling on LaSalle Road at that time, and now there are
well,
a day.
You may even remember when it was called LaSalle Road.
Yes, exactly. Before it was Highway 2. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah, Highway 2 shot on past Snappy's on out to where
what
Highway
is this? Now,
is.
Yeah. In fact, 206 was 2 in those days.
That's right. That's correct.
Yeah. Out to the place called the Y.
Yes, yes, I remember.
Yes, I do too. My dad was a Kalispell firefighter and, of course, handled the ambulance. And it just seemed like about once a week there was a terrible crash there at the Y. It was just
That was a terrible intersection for sure. Yeah. Yes.
Well, let's move on to the fun stuff now.
Okay.
Connie, that's you.
That's me. So we got a lot of really cool things going on in the chamber. Let's just start with tonight. We have an Energizer, and it's going to be at Flathead Food Bank.
Uh-huh.
And everyone is welcome. They got some really cool things planned. So it's 5 to 6:30 Flathead Food Bank. So come on out for an Energizer with Evergreen Chamber.
And that's out at the Gateway Center.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And then next week, we're actually going to have a candidate forum. We are co-hosting with NMAR. And so that's on Cooperative Way in Evergreen. And we've got our three Evergreen candidates. We'll have Tony, Lucas, and Beth. And it starts at 4:30, goes till 5:30, and we're just going to visit with them and get to know the candidates that are running in Evergreen.
That's a terrific idea.
Yeah.
You just seldom have an opportunity to get all three of them together.
Right, right. So here's your opportunity. Come on out and visit and get to know the candidates there. And then we have our High Noon Educational Luncheon that we have every month. And that's going to be on Friday, April 26th, again at the Moose Lodge in Evergreen, right across the highway from Joanne Fabrics. And we have Dylan Tavish.
Oh, our buddy Dylan,
FWP.
Yes.
He can talk about so many things.
We're excited to have Dylan there. Oh. So, again, you know, everyone's welcome. You can register online or just give me a call at Evergreen Chamber.
And bring your questions.
Bring your questions, yes.
Robin and I have been pummeling him for about 5 years now, and we have yet to stump him on anything.
Mm-hmm. Dylan.
So, bring your questions. Dylan is just incredibly knowledgeable about everything it has to do with being in the backcountry.
Darla, we'll have to come up with some questions.
There you go.
Yes, we will.
Say, what's the deal with those conservation licenses?
Oh, get him started on that.
You know, the thing is they are needed, but a lot of people don't know they're required yet at, like the fishing access site. Yep. If you're just going down to walk your dog and that kind of thing. But it's only like $4. It's help pay for the upkeep of the grounds.
If you've got a fishing license or a hunting license, you've already paid it.
You've done
it's
it.
All part of it.
Yep.
But if you don't...
Okay, well, let's write that question down.
Yes, absolutely.
Conservation license. What's that all about, Dylan?
Oh, boy.
And he'll say, those troublemakers.
You can leave Robin and me out of it.
I don't know. We'll mention their names, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Yep. Connie, as always, thank you so much for all you guys do
at
the Evergreen Chamber. And Darla, congratulations. And
thanks
for all you've done to get those sidewalks in.
Well, it was definitely a community-wide effort, for sure.
All right.